Shots Radio with Richard Wyeth, and we've got a weekly chat with the boss man, Andy Scott, right now. Andy, when we spoke last week, we were talking about two tough fixtures that you had in store for yourself on Saturday and on Tuesday. Fortunately, two frustrating defeats in the end. Let's talk about the first match away at Halifax, 1-0 defeat.
Yeah, very frustrating to come away with nothing from that one. First half, we were really good, created some good chances. When we were on top, we just couldn't get the goal to go ahead. They're an extremely physical side, lots of long throws and balls into the box, and they smash it forward. And we dealt with it very well for the majority, but one chance when back post they were just overloaded and we couldn't get ahead on it and fell to one of their players in a box, and that was the difference really on the day, that one thing fell for them in the box and we didn't have the bounce of the ball in the opposition area. But overall, looking back, the performance we put in there last year, we lost 4-0, we were very poor, but we were much better for long spells this time and should have got something out of the game. But that's something that we've had to deal with and just get on with.
I suppose despite it being a defeat, it was sort of a little bit, like you say, a benchmark to how you've improved on 12 months ago.
Yeah, that's right. We want to pick points up, of course. It's all about getting points on the board, but we need the performances because it encourages you to keep doing what you're doing well. And we've had lots of their fans come up to us and saying that we're the best side that they played this year, and they played some good sides already. So we just got to convert our chances when we're on top of games, as we haven't done recently. We need to be more ruthless in the box when we are creating the chances, and to go ahead in a game obviously changes the whole complex of it and changes the way the opposition look at how they're going to break you down. So we need to get the first goal, we need to get ahead, and we haven't been able to do that.
Now, Tuesday evening, it was a home game against local rivals Woking coming in to the match off a 3-1 victory over Lincoln, undefeated, and they remain undefeated, a 1-0 win in the end, but a closely fought battle.
Yeah, again, probably a bit more of a scrappy game Tuesday night, settled by a fantastic free kick from 35 yards. Probably won't hit another one like it in his career, but we should have defended the first bit better. We shouldn't have given away the free kick because we should have dealt with the first header. We had a fantastic chance in the first half that we missed, and again, if we get the first goal, it changes the game, but we missed a very good chance there. We didn't pass the ball as well, we weren't as fluid as we had been. Second half, last 20 minutes, we put a lot of balls in the box, we made it difficult for them, but they defended very well and we just couldn't get the ball over the line. We had a few opportunities, but scrambles around in the box, but it's just that last little bit, the hardest part of the game is scoring goals, and we're getting in some good areas. We've got players capable of scoring goals, just about making sure that it goes in the net now.
Well, it's coming thick and fast, the games in Vanarama Conference this Saturday away to Nuneaton, then Tuesday at home to Braintree.
Yeah, well, Nuneaton have just sacked their manager. They had a poor start to the season, and then they go and beat Forest Green, who are one of the favourites, 1-0. So that shows what can happen in this league. They kept virtually the same side, caretaker manager, and they go and beat Forest Green 1-0, and we know that they're a tough side to play against, Forest Green, with our draw at home. So we're going to go there and it's going to be a tough one, but we believe we're playing well enough to beat anyone really, and we're giving everyone a game. We've lost three games and we've lost each of those 1-0, so we've got to score more goals and we've got to create more chances, and if we do that, then we can take the game to the opposition. I say getting the first goal is probably key in any game in this league, and it changes the way the opposition looks at how they can break you down, so we need to do that from the outset, really.
Any injury-wise concerns for Saturday?
Yeah, we've got a few. It's affecting our way we're playing, really. We've got Joe Ingessen out of an injury, Mark Molesey, Chris Barker, all struggling with injuries. Looking at Tristan, should be back fit now. He came on as a sub the other day. He's got over his illness, so that's one plus for us. We're down to the 16 that we've got, but we know that's going to be the case, and we understand that, and we just have to adapt accordingly. But we've not done too bad so far. We've had a very, very tough start. We've played three of the top five. So that we've played, Grimsby and Forest Green as well, so a tough start, but we want to convert our performances into results and points. That's what we'll be trying to do in the next two games, because Braintree will be another tough one on Tuesday.
Yeah, it certainly will be a tough game, that, and we've always mentioned about the squad being quite thin. Loan window open now, are you likely to be tempted with the injuries?
No, because we haven't got the finances, unfortunately, to be able to do that. And we're still, Joe Ingessen and Mark Molesey probably aren't too far away in terms of getting back full finish. It's just the last little bit, so we'll keep our powder dry, and if obviously the crowds that we're getting down at the home games are fantastic at the moment. Over 3,500 on Tuesday night, and the other three have been around the 2,000 mark, so that's obviously going to help finances, that if we can strengthen, it's going to come from generating the cash from home gates.
And you're talking about just for the shots, losing just by the odd goal, but a lot of the games and the results are different each week, aren't they, for the teams? There's not really anyone rolling away with the league at the moment. I think think it just shows how tough the league is now.
It's very tough. You know, it's the same last year. You know, you just couldn't predict any results in this league. When you look at it and you think people are out of form or your team's doing really well and then they go and lose, or a team that's been struggling go and beat someone, it's, you can't guarantee any result. And that's why as a group and as a team, we've got to approach each game professionally and make sure that we approach it the same as we would do any other game against the top of the league or bottom of the league, because it's got a habit of biting you on the backside. And any football game, but certainly at this level, there's no given games where you expect to go and win comfortably or expect someone else to beat you comfortably. So you should be involved in every game and give it everything you've got. You know, we know that from last year, and I think the experience of that is helping us to make sure we approach every game professionally as possible and preparing as we would to any other game.
All right, fantastic. Andy, thanks for joining us and good luck on Saturday.
Cheers, thank you.
This is Rich Wyeth, and we just had our weekly chat with the boss man, Andy Scott, here on Shots Radio.